Okay, tonight is the 21st shear. It's a lot of shear. And in Das Tefillah, we're actually going to skip a couple of pages today. How about that? He goes off on a little bit of a tangent, which we're going to skip. And we're going to get tonight to the heart of the matter, of the connection between Zman, what we've been talking about for weeks now, the concept of Zman, and tefillah. Now remember, let me just quickly review what we've been saying. Rav Rakovsky has sent us on quite the journey to try to understand what time is and why time was created. He started by telling us that time is a creation. Time is not something that simply exists. Time is a creation. Science supports that for whatever that's worth. Science supports that the time is a function of matter. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created matter, he also created time. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create time? To allow for change. To allow for change. T1, you could have one reality. T2, you could have a different reality. Time allows for change. Why do we need change? Because God didn't want to create the world in a perfect state. God wanted to create a world that could become perfect. That could become perfect. That could be something at one point and something else at another point. And in two different ways, evil or things not going the way they should are entered into the world. Number one, the mere fact that God created an imperfect world. He wanted us to partner with him in helping to create the world. And second, the fact that just as things can change for the better, they can also change for the worse. So God did not create a world that's simply perfect. God felt there's only one thing better than a perfect world, and that's a world that was perfected. That explains the Das Tvunos gave us a purpose, gave us a purpose. God could have just showered us with good. But as the Das Tvunos explains, that good would have been undeserved good. And none of us truly appreciate something that we didn't deserve. Or even if we'll take it, if we win the lottery, we're not going to necessarily give it back. But it's nowhere near the appreciation of something that I worked very, very hard for my entire life to be able to achieve. So God wanted to give us the good of having accomplished something, of having perfected the world with him, the beautiful words of the Das Tvunos, that he made us a partner. He made us a partner. He's perfecting slowly in the background, and we are perfecting. And all of that was made possible because of time. But again, this whole misgeret, this whole idea of time, through it is created darkness, is created evil, is created the ra, is created the tzarot. All of those things are a function of time, of things that are unstable, of things that can or need to be pushed towards perfection, but in the meantime, can also dissolve and go in the other direction. So let's go back now to the words of the Das Tefillah, and today we're going to connect this back to Tefillah. Umizeh hazman, tikun hakilkulim, toldos mareches hazman, hu bidei ha'adam. To fix the things that are wrong. To change, to turn around, to bring light to places where there's darkness. To bring godliness to places where it doesn't appear that so much that God is there. To bring perfection to places that haven't been perfected. That is all a result of time, and it's in the hands of people. Umizeh hazman, says the Maharal, ba hatzara. From time, this entire ma'arechet that he's explained to us for weeks what this thing is, from that comes the tzaros. Ha'adam, explains the Pachad Yitzchak, based on the Gra here, ha'adam moshel bebechiraso al hazman u'ma'arachoso. A person has a chance through his free choice to rule over time, to rule over time, to make the most of time, to reverse the effects of time, lahatoso l'chol asher yirtze, to bring time, and that is all of the lack of all the levels of coverings, all of the darkness. A person has the ability to take time and enlighten it. V'zehu v'kivshua. That's as we said in last week's parsha. You should conquer it. V'chazakta v'ha'isa le'ish moshel. What God wanted when he told Adam and Chava, v'kivshua, you should conquer it, it meant you should control time, or more specifically, you should control evil. You should play a role in perfecting the world. Kvar nisbar lanu, the next line, miyasodo shel hagra, hatam litalis hagalus bizman. The Gra makes a phenomenal inference here. Galus, that which is bad, that which is broken, that which is not as it should be, is tied to time. As the pasuk says, va'avadum ve'inu otam arba me'ot shana. Right now, in fact, if in fact the galut is supposed to be 400 years, then how should the Torah have described when the galut's going to end? At the end of 400 years. But no, the galus is described with time, 400 years. V'hagaula ba'adam, dor revi'i yeshuvu heina. Very, very interesting. That in Parshas Lech Lecha, the correction is described in generations of people. Time, the marechet of zman, things that are in this world and are fleeting and are broken, that's all described by time. Correction, fixing it, making it godly, that's all described as people. Mipnei shehakil kulim nitlim bezman, v'hatikunim ba'adam. Very powerful words from Rav Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchak. The kilkulim is due to time, is due to the world. Time here means the material world as God created it, the imperfect world, the fleeting world. All the things that are wrong in the world are inherent in the fact that God created this imperfect world. All of the keys to fixing it, those are all in the hands of man. Hakilkulim nitlim bizman. What does that mean? The kilkulim, all of the things that are wrong, all the things that go wrong, all the things that are imperfect, those are tied to time. Ba'asher shorish hamitzius shel isavus marechas harahu azman. Evil, and again, evil here doesn't mean only evil. It means things that go wrong, things that don't go as they should, things that aren't as they should, are all connected to time. Kemoshehit ba'er, as we explained. V'hatikunim ba'adam, al ha'adam uteles ha'avoda. Alav lihisgaber al mareches harav lishlol ota. A person has, that's why we were created. That's what we're here for. We're here to find a broken world. The world is supposed to be broken. Things are supposed to go wrong. And yet, God puts us here to figure out how to make them right. All of this sounds very utopian, no? We can't fix all the stuff that's wrong. We can't fix all the stuff around the world that's wrong. There are things going on around us, like this little tiny virus we can't see, that we can't fix. So what is he talking about? Alav lehisgaber amareches harav lishlolota? What does that even mean? Sounds wonderful. The kivshuha, you should control the earth. The Rav has beautiful stuff about Vikiv Shua and getting involved in science and controlling the spirit. There's lots of stuff we can't control. We'll have to see. Alav livkoa et ha-mesechim va-hesterim shebahem nimseit marechet ha-olam hazeh ve-limtso et boro mikol nekudat hester shebevriya. Ah. Again. Alav, it's what is the person's responsibility? Yes, of course, to treat disease and to help people. But more than anything, when something is broken, you can't see the godly in it. The most salient feature of the fact that this world is imperfect is that there are places that you can't detect God's influence. His achdus, as we call it, the fact that everything comes from him, is hidden. Our job is not necessarily to, in a physical, in a medical sense, to fix the ra, but it's to break through the masks, it's to break through all of the confusion, and to find God in the things that are broken, through the things that are broken. Lehiskarev mikol makom richuk ledavkaba. Okay? That is our job. Our job is not necessarily to fix everything that is wrong, but to connect it to God. That's a very, very different kind of mission. Kol nekudas hester shebizman v'hanisayon sheba hu makom hi makom avoda la'adam. Where is it? Where is our place to function? What is our job in this world? It's to find things that appear to be godless and to connect them back to God. It's to take things that seem to be just material and to bring God into the picture. Famous line from the Kutzker Rebbe, when one of the students asked him, where is God? What did he say? Wherever you let him in. Wherever you let him in. And I would add in this context, even into some of the worst things that go on in the world. The goal is not to let God off the hook. The goal is to understand why God was behind them. Where God was during those times. To find out how even Ra, even that which was created, which is even to really look at the face of evil, and to say, yes, that's evil, but it doesn't represent the place where God isn't. There's some reason why God let this happen. There's some godliness, even in this place. This can be redeemed in some strange way. Again, kol nekudas hester shebizman v'hanisayon sheba. All of the hester, all of the hiddenness, all of the difficulty of seeing God that's part of this physical world, that's where we start. That's where our work has to be done. Kol keta shelzman, every tiny little piece of time. Hu hazmana la'adam lihiyot muchan liyudo. Every moment in time, every change is an opportunity to find God in this world. Whether that change is a change for good, whether that change is a change for what seems to us to be the opposite. Everything that changes in the world, every moment, every T1, T2, everything is an invitation to bring God into a picture. V'chol rega shel zman, in every minute of time, yeshna hamiyuchedet shebo, there's something about it. She'eina domeh b'shum ofen la'af rega acher miyom bria sa'olam v'ad sofo. It's pretty wild. Every single moment is a separate entity. And every single minute since the world was created presents a different opportunity for us to bring God into that moment. And I would add that it's true not only in terms of time, but it's true in terms of space. Right? There certainly are great individuals in our history. Moshe Rabbeinu was an incredible force. But Moshe Rabbeinu can't be Mekadesh a single second of 5781. Yes, his influence is felt even today. But if no one reads the Torah that he helped bring us, he can't be Mekadesh 5781. Only we could be Mekadesh 5781. And he can't be Mekadesh a spot in Holliswood or a spot in Silver Spring or a spot in California. Can't do that because he's just not there. So that's our job, to take every single second of the world and to figure out, how can I bring God into this moment in time? What's God got to do with it? And if I can do that, then I've brought him into the world. I haven't fixed the problem. but I brought him into the world. She'ena doma b'shum ofen is unlike any other moment in history. Kol matzav b'zman hu hizdamnut chad pa'amit. Every single moment of time and the situation going on at any moment of time is unique. The challenges that are faced by our generations, the opportunity that's faced by our generation is unlike anything that ever existed before. La adam la natzlo l'shem hiskarvus l'boris baruch. He has to take the world and connect it to God. Hazman hu akli hagadol shenitan la'adam la'avod. I think it's supposed to say bow. Yeah. Time is the great kli, is the great vessel that a person works in. Everything that changes in time, everything that's wrong with this world, everything that's about this physical creation is another opportunity to connect something that doesn't appear to be godly and make it godly. It's a very, very powerful idea. This, by the way, he's not going to really go into it, is very much the idea of korbanos. The idea of taking things that seem to not have God in them, the inanimate, animals, right? There's no reason for human sacrifice. Humans have a tzelem Elokim already. Humans have an aspect of God. When you look at a person's eyes, when you see a person speaking, so there is godliness there. Even in a Russia, there's godliness there. But is there godliness in a cow? Is there godliness in a stalk of wheat? When you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, there is. I know that the idea of animal sacrifice is not one that really gets us up in the morning. But the idea that this thing could now become part of some incredible importance, with all due respect to a particular cow, right? Would it rather be a korban in the Beis HaMikdash? You got a bull. The bull could end up in the Hazara in the Beis HaMikdash, or at a McDonald's in Beit Shan, or at a McDonald's in Brooklyn. Where would this cow prefer to be? If the purpose of the cow is to frolic in the field, is to make a social circle, is to eat, then you'd say the cow would really rather none of those options. But if the cow is saying, what have I got to do with God? What have I got to do with God? I'm here so somebody could figure out how to connect me to God. So if I'm in a McDonald's in Beit Shan, how could I be connected to God? Someone could say a bracha on me. Poof. Just, it's not as simple as chol and kodesh. But there's a way of thinking it that way. How many things can we take in our environment and use them for a God purpose or connect them to God? How many things can we do? How many things can we touch? How many things can be around us that become part of a God purpose instead of what seems to be a godless purpose? That's what the world is really about. That's what the world is really about. We start our tefillos with karbanos by taking the physical world and attaching it to the Ribono Shel Olam. Attaching those things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Herich HaKosov Lahazkir Tainus Rabus Begub Losam. Now he continues, he goes into Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says that the Ramban points out that the Psukim again and again and again speak of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Jewish people. What do you mean, listen to the Jewish people? I thought the Golos was 400 years. 400 years is going to go by anyway. It was the 400th year. They're done. What's going on? Vayishma Elokim et Nakasam. Vayizkor Elokim et Brito. Vayar Elokim. Vayeda Elokim. Says the Ramban. Ki afal pi shenishlam hazman shenigzar aleihem. Because even though the time had come, lo hayu re'uyim lehigael. We weren't ready. Ela mipnei hatza'aka kibel tfilatam brachamav. But because they screamed, they overcame time. Time itself, the galus, is based in time. The ge'ula has to be based in us. Hadvarim shebiarnu be'inyan tikkun ha'adam is kilkulei marechas hazman, miyachadim him befrat lamaisa hatfila. Now we're going to get to the point. It took us 4 weeks or so to get to this point. What's another way of taking something that is imperfect, that we can't fix? What's another way of taking a situation where it appears that God is not controlling it? And we can't, through medical science, we can't, through our hishtadlus, actually make it work well, so everyone will say, oh, it's a perfect world, there must be a God. We have another way of doing it, and that's tefillah. That's tefillah. Ba'asher machus maisa ha'tefillah hu, what is the essence of tefillah? His amdus ha'adam ha'adam l'fnei melech ma'achay ha'malachim kechoser uchanit l'bo yisparach. Al kol inyanav v'tzarchav. What's the purpose of tefillah? To take rotten situations and use those situations as a way to bring more God into the world. All these weeks, it was that simple. Yes, we can create a Kiddush Hashem around it. We can bring light into the world by creating a Kiddush Hashem. We can bring light into the world by bringing a korban. And we can bring light into the world by taking things that seem to not be connected to God and to lift them up and to connect them, to plug them back into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever's going on in my life that is not going well is a spot that there doesn't seem to be godliness. How can I be Mekadesh all the stuff that's wrong in my life? By connecting it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bad news is that that's the goal. The bad news is that it won't necessarily get fixed just because I connected it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The good news is it's already fixed by the fact that I connected it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's already been made godly. It already served its purpose, and maybe now it could move on. But I've made Ra godly by connecting it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I know that this is in your domain. There is no place down here that's not in your domain. Tachlis in yana hu advekos v'hayis spatlus of ne'eis baruch hu bekach zocha ha'mispal l'milim mishalosa. Yes. The zchus of bringing God into the world is often that he'll say yes. Is often that he'll answer the tefillah in the positive. But the purpose of it was to take something ungodly, things that go wrong, and to make them godly. Ubeharvachas hadvarim, to explain this, Oved Hashem roa b'chol nekuda zman v'ishtanus matzavav. Person who's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in everything that changes in his life, Yachas ishi shel ha-baris baruch elav. I feel whatever goes on in my life, whatever changes, whether it changes for good, whether it changes for the opposite, everything that's under the zman, every time there's a change, I say, I see you. You can't hide. And that's true whether it changes for the good or for the bad. Be'amunaso b'hashkacha pratis, if we believe in hashkacha pratis, mefarish hu kol mikre b'chayav ha-pratiyim v'hamaros ha-klal, a person who really believes sees everything that happens in his life and in the life of the nation, the community, ketolda shel ha'arat panav yitbarach, o chas v'shalom, I think it's supposed to say, histara. Right? God doesn't let the world stay the same. The world's changing every single second. Every one of those is a wake-up call. Everything that happens to me, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aha, I saw you again. You're trying to hide. The word olam is from the word ayin lamid mem, means hidden, ne'elam. You're trying to play hide and go seek? Ha! I saw you. Things didn't stay the same. I know that that's you. Bedast vunos shebo, not referring to the sefer, but with persons dast vunos, chaverhu es kol otam mikrei hazman ufegaav, I see everything that changes, all the vicissitudes of time, kehityachasut mishamayim ma'asav. I see that as God rewarding me, prodding me, chas v'shalom, maybe punishing me, but if he wasn't interested in me, he wouldn't move the pieces every single minute and make life different. Mifnehu et tfiloso el yisbarach l'salchalo l'hashivo l'hair panav elav l'hashpia lo chayim u'bracha. Et shinoi hateva, when the world changes, mevayrhu b'hakavona mishamayim. What was that word supposed to say? One second. B'kavona min hashamayim. I'm reading off the real text in front of me. Le'inyan chovaso ba'olamo. To figure out what is it that I'm supposed to be here for. God set up the pieces this way for me today? It didn't just happen. God put this challenge in front of me today? God had this person knock on my door? God had this thing happen? What mission is he setting me up on today? And every one of these is a reason for me to talk to him. B'shachar humoda, now we go back to the Yerushalmi where we started, that the changing of time, that the most obvious thing in the entire world, that the sun appears to be moving. In the morning we say, al shahutzio ma'afela la'ora. God didn't have to make it light and dark. The sun didn't have to go away, and it doesn't go away in certain places very much. Why is he always moving stuff? Why does the world move around so much? Why are there seasons and days? And what is this all for? To get our attention. Thank you for bringing me from darkness to light. Ukerchovas divi Reb Tzadok, a Kohen is Reb Tzadok, as Kohen says, v'chein kol tsar shashem yisbarach sholeach chas v'shalom la'adam alom hazeh, hu alzeh la'oro la'tfila. Anything bad that happens to us, the main purpose, says Reb Tzadok a Kohen, is to get us to talk to him. It's to get us to talk to him. Ukamosh Amru Chazal, Alu Paro Hikriv, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Paro to the Jewish people by the sea? Mashal Matronis Shebike Shemelech Lishma Kola, famous Medrash that said that the king met this very nice woman, couldn't get her to talk to him. Velohaisa wrote, so she didn't want to talk to him. Ma'asa HaMelech, Girabas HaListim Kedei Shetitzok V'Yishma HaMelech. So he hired a few guys. Psst, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Go and attack the carriage, that lady. I can't seem to get her attention. They attacked. She said, save me, save me. I can't. And he came in and he, right? And then the Medrash continues that he said, okay, here's my card. Give me a call. And she didn't call him. So he repeated the thing a few days later. He's waiting for the phone call. V'isa mipnei mahayu avos akurim. Even one of the most difficult challenges of childlessness, of infertility, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear us talk to him. And that's why it says in Sanhedrin, La'olam yakdim adam tefila l'tzara, you should pray first, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't have to bring you the tzara to get him to talk to you. V'chol, we'll finish with this line, V'chol ha'galuyos v'hayisurin, Hurak al zela halos kol inyane olam azela rumo shalolam al yedei atfila. Just realize what he's saying. Tzadok HaKohen. That all of the difficult things in olam hazeh is to get us to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefila, but not just, it doesn't just mean that he gives us difficulties so we'll talk to him. He gives us difficulties so we can be mekadesh those difficulties. As in the phrase of Kiddush Hashem, we know that Chilul Hashem is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. What's a Chilul Hashem? I may have mentioned this on the tefillah idea, doing both things simultaneously. What's a Chilul Hashem? The root of the word Chilul is Chalal, is an empty space. It's an empty space. When I create a Chilul Hashem, I create more spaces where it appears that God does not exist. When I Mekadesh something, I make it godly. I connect it to God. I show that there's God even in this. So it's not simply that his goal was that we should talk to him. And therefore he gives us difficult things and we talk to him. It's so much more powerful. It's that he wants a world where even the most difficult things, the things that appear to smack the most of the fact that there can't be a God, for us to show the world that God's everywhere. That God is everywhere. And I'll end with this. The Das Tvunos says that the one thing God wants more than anything from this world, we don't understand, is that it should be revealed that he's everywhere. That we should understand that everything comes from him. And the Das Tvunos explains, Rabbi Ramchal explains, that the way to fully assimilate that, the only way for human beings to truly understand that everything is from God, is to have the things that seem that they couldn't possibly be from God eventually shown that even that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even that was from him. If everything's so simple, if everything is good, yeah, it's all from God. What does that mean? God wants humankind, mankind, to have a series of aha moments where we see things that don't seem to be connected to God. And humankind says, that was God too. He's really in charge of everything. I mean, I couldn't have imagined, fathomed the extent. That'll happen at the time of Mashiach, but it also happens every time we daven. When we daven and we bring something to him from our own life, where it would be easy for someone else to look in and say, wow, God is not there. God is ignoring. God couldn't possibly be involved in that. And to turn it back to God, to connect it, to lift it up, to be Mekadesh it. What does it mean to be Mekadesh? Not to make it holy. Mekadesh means to connect God to it, to put God in the vacuum, whatever that vacuum is in our day, in our minute, in our hour, in our lives, whatever that vacuum is, to say, no, God, I know you're there too. And when we daven, we inject him into the most difficult parts of our life. We don't fix them, but we fix what's really wrong with them, is that they appear to be godless. And by saying, as he explained in the paragraph before, that we recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're totally taloi, we're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even this is not a place you can't be. You are there. You're choosing not to deal with it right now. You're choosing to create this situation. I'm going to insist. I refuse to allow that part of my life, that aspect of my life, to be godless. I mentioned something this morning that I'll end with. I mentioned it on the tefillah thing, on the short tefillah word, if you had a chance to hear. Beautiful idea from the Shibboleth HaLeket as to why we need to take three steps back after we daven. And he says it's because when we stand there and we bring God into our lives, we make the ground beneath us so holy that we can't carry on our everyday activities in that spot. We step away from the place. We actually succeeded in bringing God down, in bringing him, in creating a holy spot wherever it is that we're standing. We actually create holy ground beneath us. And we have to almost jump backwards. I'm sorry, I have to go back to my life. I've talked about this before, that I actually say that. I have to go. I have things that you've told me to do. I'll come back. I'll see you back in a couple of hours. Mincha's at whatever. I hope to see you at 2:00. But I need to step away from that place because I just created a Kodesh HaKadoshim down here. And I can't, by bringing God in such a powerful way into a particular space. I told you it would be worth it when we got to the end of it. It's powerful stuff. I'll continue to develop that stuff over the coming weeks. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will follow as he brings us through this. Have a great night.